Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC. I am Maceo, your host.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything's EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
So this is Maceo, your host. We're in the podcast room on Friday. This is the last full day of Teen 2017. Everybody trying to get in their last activities. We had a karate graduation test this morning, which was really cool. And now I am doing the final podcast for this session, and we have some awesome campers in here to discuss several different subjects. We're going to start with you, sir. Who are you?
Hi there. I am Osvaldo. I am from San Jose, California. This is my fifth time coming up here to camp.
And tell us, you've been a camper.
Oh, yes, sir. I've been a camper. I did 3 years in Youth 1, 1 year in Teen Session, and last week I just did my CIT training.
CIT training, counselor in training, yes. And so, and you were also part of the guide dog thing, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so let's start with, you were a CIT for Youth 1 this year, and you were also a youth camper. Tell me about that transition for you.
Well, it was challenging because when I first came here, I thought that I was going to do okay. I thought that I wasn't going to be carried away by the like happiness that these young campers bring. And when it was my first day on the job, I was having difficulties trying to focus because I saw myself as a camper. Because there would be times when I would be having just too much fun with them, and sometimes that's not really good because then those young campers will think that they don't really have to listen to you because they will because they believe that you will just like want to play around with them.
That's it. You went from a camper to a mentor, and that transition was a little tricky, correct? Yeah. Thank you for being honest on that answer, because you're a fun guy, and you definitely know how to like bring it up a notch, bring the enthusiasm up, and have a good time. So I'm sure those campers loved you goofing around, but at the same time, when you need to say stop or you need to tell them something important, they need to recognize that you're a mentor.
Yeah.
And that's that can be a tricky thing. And you're probably not the first person to feel that way. Tell us about your guide dog camp experience.
It was great. When I was given the opportunity to walk with a guide dog, it was a whole new different experience. I actually ended up closing my eyes just to try to get like a better view of how to use a guide dog, and it's completely different from using a cane, because when you're using a cane, that cane is just gonna hit any object that it'll come in contact with. As for the guide dog, it'll just dodge you from whatever's in front of you, or it'll even stop you if there's like a cliff or
danger. Yeah, exactly. And so that was a great experience for you, obviously. Would you consider getting a guide dog from that program?
Yes.
Yeah, it's something that you're interested in the future, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And it helped you make that decision being here and going through that program.
Oh, yeah.
Correct?
Yep.
Good teachers, good program. It was fun having you guys around. And then you graduated to being a camper again. And just give us a rundown of what your summer's been like as a camper here at EHC.
When I came back up here, it was like the opposite. Like when I came up here for my CIT training, I felt like a camper. But when I came back, I felt like a CIT. This time, so
you were feeling like you wanted to be more helpful.
Yeah. and I basically ended up serving mostly everybody, and I ended up serving. Busting every single
table.
Every single day, all that stuff.
And you're all right with that?
I'm okay with
it. Yeah, but you went into work mode when you came back for camp.
Yeah,
which obviously can be helpful. Some of you folks do that. You take pride in helping with the dining hall, or some of the new campers definitely embrace helping each other out. It's pretty cool how y'all work together. Any activities or anything you done you did this year that stand out?
Not really. I just enjoyed being around these people because these people, like, I feel like these people are like the only people who like I can actually talk to.
Right.
Because we all have one thing in common, and that's problems with our vision. So we can understand that. I just enjoyed being around with them. I'm singing songs. I'm trying to mess around with some of the counselors and even the assistant director, Valen, a few times.
Nice. Yeah, you're fun. Like I said, you're super fun, and you got a great spirit. You like to goof around a lot. It's super fun to be around you, and I'm sure you made some new friends as well as bonded with the old ones, I would imagine, correct?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do you want to shout out to anybody? This is on the internet forever. You want to say hi to anybody or give a shout out? You don't have to. I just give everybody an opportunity to say what they want to say.
I would like to thank Tony for letting me be at CIT this year. Let's see. I would also like to thank Valen for giving me his thoughts when we were talking about it. And I also want to give a shout out to Doreed, who actually taught me how to listen better and help out other people. She taught me this thing called active listening, which basically just listen to what the person has to say, and you reflect on what that person said, and then from there you move on to your solutions and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And shout out to every single camper who attended this year's camp.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Osvaldo. And that's Dorit made the board. Good job, Dorit. Dorit was our CIT instructor this year and definitely, obviously, taught some wise instruction for our CITs. Thank you for sharing, Osvaldo. Appreciate it. Who's next? I think he's sleeping. Nap time. Are you up? Who are you? Hey, Zeus. How you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, good. Where are you from?
San Jose, California.
And how long have you been coming to camp?
Second year.
And did you have a nice little nap there? That was pretty good.
Yeah, I said 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. So you guys are bringing it through the roof on the final days of camp, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about your camp experience this summer. You got anything you want to say?
Yeah, it was kind of awesome.
Yeah, it was. Good. And any activities? Or do you just like hanging out with your friends? Or is there anything specific that you love about EHC?
The counselors in general, they're really chill and awesome.
Nice, nice. You make some new friends?
Yeah.
Yeah? Wait, did you say this was your first time?
Second time?
Second time, right. And what else? What do you do? What do you do at home for fun? But when you're not at camp, what are you doing?
Hang out with my brothers. Sometimes I'll play sports with them. Sometimes play basketball in the backyard or something like that.
Nice. Close with your family. That's excellent. I appreciate that. What was your favorite nighttime activity this year?
The night hike.
Nice. Tell us about what happened with that. That was my night off, so I don't know what happened. Can you give me a rundown of what happened?
We hiked all the way down to the chapel.
Yeah.
The outdoor chapel. They had Samuel, the traveler that comes from France, I think.
Yeah.
He shared a couple of stories with us, and he showed us his flute, and he played it, and he also told us some stories.
Right on. And you like that a lot, huh? Being out in the woods in the dark?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys camp? Did you camp out last night?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, down in the teepee area?
Yeah.
So you guys were up just chilling out all night long under the stars?
Yeah.
Perfect. And is there anything you want to tell the world? Anything, any shout-outs? Anything you want to say?
EHC's a great place.
Yeah, you love it?
Yeah.
You're going to come back?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you, Jesus. You can go back to sleep now.
I'm good.
You can take a little nap. Next up, we have a return podcaster. Ladies and gentlemen, please introduce yourself, ma'am.
Hi, I'm I'm Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. Alicia, you joined us for your last family camp podcast, correct?
Yes.
And now here you are at teen camp. You get one or two more of these right after this.
One more.
So how was your second to the last summer here at Enchanted Hills?
It was really fun. I got to see all my friends from school.
Yeah. So that was fun. Did you make new friends?
Yes, I did.
Did you do any new activities?
I did riflery for the second time.
For the second time. And podcasting for the second time. Congratulations. Yes. Becoming a pro at Enchanted Hills Camp stuff. What's going on? What was your week like?
I did riflery, archery, and I did the night hike and the sleeping under the stars.
Nice, nice. And do you have a favorite nighttime activity?
I liked last year when we did the water balloon.
Oh yeah, there was no water fight. And you know what? I think I know why that is. I'm going to have to say that there's so much new staff that some of them don't get clued in on some of this stuff, and it just gets forgotten.
Oh, yeah.
So I might rally the troops, and maybe we'll hose everybody down at the campfire tonight or something. Don't tell anybody. I have a hose that'll reach. I'll come from behind everybody and hose them all down. Does that sound fun?
Yeah.
Okay, so cool. Maybe we'll work on that. The water fight. That's a good one.
Make sure Nikki doesn't have
it. Yeah. Okay. So what do you stay in contact not only with the people that you go to school with, but also other campers outside of EHC?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do. Yes. And you always, even though you might only see them here at Enchanted Hills Camp, we still stay in contact with some of our friends, correct? Is this true? How was the dinner dance last night? Was that fun?
Yeah, that was really fun.
It was really fun. It was the best one I've ever DJed because everybody danced a ton. It was a lot of dancing going on. It was a great night for me. A really, really good time. Anything you want to say? Shout-outs?
I forgot to mention that I'm from San Jose,
Cal. Oh, you're from San Jose. Yeah, but you're an old pro. They could go back a few podcasts and see where you're from. anything you want to shout out? Yeah?
Well, I'm in marching band in school.
Yeah. So shout out to your marching bandmates. Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
And Macy, I really wish you were here.
We wish Macy was here. Macy made the board. We wish Macy was here. Is she coming for music camp?
I don't know.
I think she is. And if she does, I'll get her podcast in one time so she gets to be a part of our 2017 Summer Fun podcast. Are you okay? Yeah, you good? All right, thank you for sharing once again here at Everything EHC. Next up, and last but not least, of course, we have...
Hello, my name is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I am great.
And where are you from?
I'm from San Jose, California.
And how long have you been coming to Enchanted Hills?
This is actually my first time coming to Enchanted
Hills. Your first time. One being the number rating your worst experience ever to 10... being the greatest time you've ever had, where does Enchanted Hills Camp Teen Week fall for you?
I'd have to give it a solid 9, maybe 9.5.
9.5. So just a smidgen of stuff that you would like to be a little bit better, something a little bit easier, a little bit more comfortable, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I get that. You want air conditioning and queen-size beds, right? Jackie, tell us about your first time. You got anything that you... Well, first of all, you did a great job at the talent show. You played an original song. You're a shy person, but you were very confident and very good on stage. You're a very natural performer. You did great. I wanted to be on record saying that it was a highlight of the show for me. I know you practiced a lot and were playing guitar. You did a great job. Two thumbs up, a number 10 on Jackie for the talent show there. But what have you enjoyed personally for you about your first time at Enchanted Hills?
My first time at Enchanted Hills. The thing I enjoyed the most as like an activity was probably maybe archery and riflery.
Right.
I've learned riflery like once.
Right.
But as like a nighttime all camp activity, my most favorite was probably the night hike, the talent show, and the dance.
Nice, nice. So you were a fan of the nighttime activities then, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and you made some new friends?
Yes, I did.
You bonded with some old ones?
Yes.
Yes, and would you consider coming back and being a year two camper with us?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you think you're going to do that?
Yes.
Well, congratulations on feeling that way. I am happy that you got to join us and be a part of this crew. You guys, Osvaldo, Jesus, Alicia, and Jackie, you've been hanging out a bunch this summer together. You're like a team of people that we love seeing around at Enchanted Hills Camp. Is there anything you want to say to anybody, Jackie?
I'd like to thank Alicia for making this first time pretty fun and easy.
Good.
Helping me around the whole campsite area.
Nice. It's nice to have an experienced friend get you where you need to go, help you out, huh?
Yeah.
Help you get figure it all out because it is a pretty big place. Anybody else?
Just the new people I met here.
Cool. Nice. Well, thank you so much for sharing. And you guys are great. We love our campers. Enchanted Hills loves you guys. I know you love Enchanted Hills. Thank you for joining us on our Everything EHC podcast. This is Getting to Know Your Campers of the Teen Session 2017. EHC is the place to be. And you've been listening to Everything EHC, our summertime fun podcast. My name is Maceo. I'm your host. And you can hear us at maceo.net, M-A-S-C-E-O.net. Stay tuned. There's more happening. I got two more this afternoon, and then we got another family camp coming up and Music Academy. So much more ahead of us. The summer is not over yet. So thanks again, you guys, for joining us, and you've been listening to Everything EHC.